Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 3, 2023. How to sculpt your happiness. Comment: God made a man out of clay. He made the earth, a home, animals, and birds for man. And he had an unused piece of clay. What else is there to make? God asked. Sculpt me happiness, the man asked. God did not answer anything, thought about it and put the remaining piece of clay in the palm of the man's hand. My response: that is a good parable. Question: yes. Can we really sculpt happiness for ourselves? Is this piece really in our hands? Answer: if you feel that this piece of clay is given to you by the upper force and he instructs you to do it yourself, then you obviously have to take this piece of clay and start thinking about how to make your happiness from it. Question: there is still a precondition that I should know that I have a piece of clay from him? Answer: you said that the Creator gave it to him, didn't you? Comment: yes, according to the parable he did. In general, humanity is constantly shaping happiness for itself. He sculpts and sculpts, but can't really make a good one. My response: no, it is not in our life that we do it. There is nothing you can do in this life. Question: do we not have this piece of clay in this life, on this earth? Answer: there is no happiness in life. Question: yes, there is no happiness in life. Only under the condition that I go with the Creator? And without him I can't make anything? Answer: number. Comment: we have repeatedly spoken with you that all technologies and progress in fact is that a person says that I am above nature, I can, I tried to stop rivers, something else, and so on, meaning one way or another, this is a path into the void that leads to nothing. My response: of course. Question: you talk all the time about good connections, that people should get closer to each other. And if everyone says, here I have a piece of clay, and the others will say, and I have one and me too. And then, well, let's make a common house for us together. Will it work or will that not work either? Answer: number. Question: does the condition you're talking about still have to exist? It must be known that the Creator gave this piece of clay to everyone. Answer: you have to understand what is missing in this piece of clay. There is not enough internal connection of all the pieces between them all. And then we return in our connection of hearts to the state called Adam, similar to the Creator. Question: in what way was he similar? Answer: before it was shattered and divided into billions of parts, it was an angel. That is, an absolutely good, absolutely righteous, correct intention that fulfilled together with the Creator everything that is necessary for a perfect universe. Question: was it such a common intention for everyone? A single soul as such? Can I say that? Were all the souls merged into a single soul? Answer: yes. Question: you describe what was in the beginning, and then how everything broke into fragments, and the fragments of the soul fell, so to say, into our world, into this world. And do we have to return to this state? Answer: yes. We must realize that we are in a broken state and that we must return to a unified state. This is called putting together the pieces of clay that everyone has. Question: when you say compose pieces of clay together, what do you mean? Answer: to merge, to join, to unite hearts. And then it will be what the Creator intended. Question: did he plan for us to be happy? Answer: of course. Question: what is happiness in the Creator's understanding? Answer: happiness in the understanding that the Creator is the connection of all, together in one single desire, in one single action, when we are all united and do not feel any gap between us. Then what we experience is called happiness. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 1, 2023. Internal coup. Comment: when I first came across Kabbalistic videos, you were saying the same things as you do now, but there was some energy behind your words. Then, over time, as I listened to it over and over again, I no longer had the initial trembling. My response: your egoism has grown, and therefore you are no longer receptive to the same words. You are thinking, I already know this, let's move on. What else can you offer me? Why don't you reveal anything further? And grievances arise in you, and grievances are very simple, and I have them too. I told you, now you open it up within yourself. I can't reveal anything more to you. Question: how can we use the egoism that has grown? Answer: but the egoism in you has become completely different. You are no longer the programmed person you used to be. It is possible to talk to you now. You already feel a little, understand and hear the world, hear our ideas, and are able to perceive them from two sides, not just by cutting off and remaining closed off. You have revealed another whole being in yourself. You have done significant work. It is not an easy thing. Question: does everyone have their own time frame for a specific turnover? Answer: this is correct. It happened relatively quickly for you. There are people who haven't been able to hear for years. From Cab TV's I got a call. Internal overturn, May 28, 2011. Spiritual growth. Comment: when a person begins to study Kabbalah, he enthusiastically takes up dissemination and thinks that this is how it should be. Then he stumbles upon a barrier that breaks him and shows that he needs to be careful not to run to everyone and not wave the flag. He begins to realize that the fanaticism that was driving him previously is stupid. My response: this is the fanaticism of the crowd that was imposed on you. But now nothing is imposed on you, but gradually you are given additional intelligence, additional facts, an additional scheme of creation in the world so that you would act. Previously, on the contrary, you were manipulated. Comment: I understand the reaction of people who encounter Kabbalah for the first time. When I began to study Kabbalah, I had a standard reaction of fear from the normal world that I had seemingly gotten somewhere wrong. There has always been such an attitude on the part of people. My response: no, now you can safely tell them what Kabbalah is talking about because you have some kind of conceptual apparatus and an appropriate vocabulary. From Cab TV's I got a call. Fanaticism. June 14, 2011. Respect from enemies. Comment: in ancient times, even during the Roman Empire, Jews were treated with more respect than they are now. My response: at that time there was a very big difference between other peoples and the Jews. The Jews were on a spiritual level, they attained and felt the Creator, and lived according to the principles of the Torah: love your neighbor, do not kill, do not steal, etc. The rest were barbarians, they killed, stole, subjugated, and raped. It was not possible to travel along the roads. Several centuries ago, this was the case even in the very cultured France. They threw slop out of the windows, and so on. In ancient Israel, there was nothing of this. Everything was conducted in a completely different way. Therefore, although people were in contact with each other, the relations within the peoples were too different. Therefore, each nation developed within itself. But many were interested in knowledge and received it from the Jews. Everything was open. Even the Romans who wanted to conquer them were well aware of all their holidays and customs. This cannot be hidden in any way. Question: why did Rome finally suppress Jerusalem? Why could they not live together? Answer: the fact is that there is a course of history that had to be manifested. The prophets said in advance that this would happen because the Jews fell from the spiritual level. Therefore, the one who was opposing it had to put this into action. From Cab TV's I got a call. Hatred of the Jews, May 14, 2011. Everybody changes. Question: You have students who have been studying for more than 15 years. Do you see how they change? Maybe some change and some do not? Answer, no, everybody changes. The fact is that the changes that we have to go through take a very long time. First, they are passed through by a group that moves due to a point in the heart and advances not because it is pressed by a crisis or some kind of suffering, but because it rushes forward on its own. Therefore, our world group moves at its own pace, learns, and creates a huge spiritual academy out of itself. However, the masses who will come will begin to study just global nature a little, what kind of interconnected world we find ourselves in, what a closed integral system means, and so on. It will be easy for them. They do not have to know much. It is enough for them to study such simple things as why we should be interconnected, why nature forces us to do this, and why we used to develop in a certain way, but today we develop in a different way, and why egoism used to force us to compete, to be in a consumer society, and now is destroying itself, becoming its own gravedigger, and forcing us to make it integral and global, to enter an analog system in which everything is interconnected so that we build a new society. From CapTVs I got a call. Internal coup. May 28, 2011. Spiritual injection. Comment, in the practice of Kabbalah, at some point a person goes through an interesting turning point where he begins to look at people outside of Kabbalah correctly. He seems to change and does not impose his views and interests on them. My response, what for? The fact is that each of us must become an integral element with his own mind, with his own feelings, with his own understandings, with adaptation. I can't do this job for you and I can't force you. Nature requires your personal reasonable participation. The problem is that all 8 billion inhabitants of the planet need to be trained so that they become smarter, more sensitive, so that they understand, realize, see each in their own measure the whole system, their participation in it. You can't come to anyone and show them, do this, be silent, and that's it. Therefore, all the previous egoistic approaches with instructions, orders, and violence are not suitable here. As it is said, there is no coercion in spirituality. There's nothing you can do. Only indirectly, you will explain to a person 20,000 times, show 10,000 times, hug him 5,000 times, invite him to observe, watch, and so on. And what will sink into his heart after that, that's what you'll get, and there is no other way. From CapTVs I got a call. Fanaticism. June 14, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what do you expect in 100 years based on what we have and are now? In 100 years, I hope that we become wiser and have new relations in human society that influence nature's other levels, the animate, vegetative and still, which would calm down nature's various influences over us. Many people think about the different kinds of science and technology that we would develop in the future, but they really do not matter. What matters is that we use science and technology for humanity's benefit. What does that depend on? It depends solely on the love that we build between us. Moreover, I hope that we do not have to wait another 100 years to see a world of love, but that we live in such a world much sooner. Based on the video, what would you see if you were born 100 years from now? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.